Chapter 22. Death of the Mass Media. The corporate mass media is another area that must be reformed if we are to fight against the wishes of the global elite. Interestingly, there is evidence that the mass media behemoth is in decline. In the 1960s, only three TV networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, dominated the broadcast audience, creating a centrist consensus of life in the United States. During the weekend of the Kennedy assassination, the entire nation watched in shock as every major media outlet preempted normal programming and stories to deal with the tragedy. The concentration of media was a double-edged sword to the corporate elite. On the one hand, official pronouncements could swiftly reach nearly the entire nation, while on the other, contradictory and anti-establishment messages could do the same if they broke into the major media. Life magazine exemplified this dichotomy by publishing evidence of conspiracy in the assassination, even while supporting the government's lone assassin theory. Slowly, the rise of cable TV, along with the buyout of homegrown newspapers by large corporations, altered the media landscape. On September 11, 2001, subscribers could turn from the coverage of the 9/11 attacks to watch the Disney Channel or ESPN. Since that time, listenership has become divided between broadcast, cable, satellite, and the Internet, and advertising revenues for the mass media have continued to decline, prompting some commentators to claim that TV is dead. It is true that where once a single episode of the Western series Gunsmoke could capture more than 40% of the TV audience, today's most popular shows are lucky to garner 10% of the audience. As far back as 1993, novelist Michael Crichton predicted that the major established media, which he termed Mediasaurus, would become as extinct as the dinosaurs within a decade. Comparing the American corporate media to a used car, Crichton argued that it was of very poor quality and that its information is not reliable, it has too much chrome and glitz, its doors rattle, it breaks down almost immediately, and it's sold without warranty. It's flashy, but it's basically junk. Critics today likewise view television news as quick and cheap programming that is repetitive, simplistic, and insulting. Cable TV news is viewed as predominantly unqualified talking heads and newspaper reporting as mostly rewritten press releases full of unnamed sources. Many see news stories today as no more than opinion pieces that reflect the zealotry and intolerance of advocates. Clay Shirky, a professor of new media at New York University and author of Cognitive Surplus, Creativity and Generosity in a Connected Age, noted, "Years ago, it wasn't necessarily news that people wanted to watch when they got home. They just wanted to watch TV, and the news was what was on." Once they were given the option of ESPN, viewers couldn't change channels fast enough. This removed the population of politically uncommitted viewers from the news audience, leaving only partisans. Some suggest that in view of the mass media's lack of objective and reflective studies of current events, Americans today live in an age of conformity much more confining than the 1950s.